there's somebody in the middle.
Protesters were buffeted by a cold and blustery wind as they unfurled a rope strung with symbolic uncounted ballots. One purpose of the rally was to demand a comprehensive recount of the contested provisional ballots in Ohio, and many in the crowd carried signs demanding a paper trail for votes cast on new touchscreen voting machines. Madison resident Marilee Harrison says there's no reason not to give voters a receipt for their ballot.
If you go to a grocery store and you buy a tube of toothpaste, you know, something as insignificant as that, you can get a receipt for. But you go to something as important as an election, and there's no verification, there's no paper trail at this point. You go to an ATM, you get a little slip. They can do it.
A visitor from Ukraine also joined the protest. Natalia Akulenko urged Americans to follow the example of voters in her country, who camped out in the streets of the capital until new elections were called.
And Ukrainians have always been so timid and so quiet and sitting at home, and no one ever expected them to go out and protest. So, guys, good luck with the new elections in America, and you'll win next time.
Speakers at the rally also called on state election officials to cancel a contract with the Bermuda-based Accenture company, hired by the state to create a new state voter list. The state employees union says its members can do the job better and cheaper, but the elections board has said it would have to pay substantial damages to cancel the $9.7 million contract. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.